KPBS On Demand is supported by the Del Mar Wine and Food Festival, October 2nd to 7th. Founded in partnership with Alex Morgan, Drew Brees, and Rob Machado, the festival gathers chefs from San Diego and national TV, a celebration of SoCal culture. Tickets at delmar.wine.
Good morning, I'm Tepi Cruz. It's Thursday, July 11th. Migrants crossing the border are ending up homeless. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. Hundreds of nurses at Rady Children's Hospital voted Tuesday to authorize a strike. The union representing the nurses says wages at Rady's aren't keeping up with other hospitals in San Diego. And they say employees' share of medical premiums have risen more than 30% in recent years. The union would give a 10-day notice before a strike starts. Chris Abe is the hospital's vice president of operations. She says the hospital is prepared for a strike. Abe says the hospital's wages are competitive. She says they've proposed increasing wages by 22% over the next 3 years. Negotiations are set to continue on Monday. San Marcos might join other cities in banning homeless encampments. The city council passed a first reading on an encampment ban this week. If it passes a second reading, the ordinance could become law. That's according to our partners at 10 News. The proposal would make it illegal to camp on public property, regardless of shelter beds being available. The final vote on the ordinance is scheduled for July 23rd. Former SDSU basketball star and current LA Clippers player Kawhi Leonard is off the U.S. Olympic men's team. The announcement was made hours before the Team USA's exhibition game against Canada. USA Basketball and the Clippers determined it would be better for Leonard to prepare for the upcoming Clippers season. Leonard had missed 12 of the team's 14 games last season because of a knee injury. Leonard will be replaced by Derek White of the Boston Celtics. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over 4 decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.
The county's inland valleys are still hot today, with highs expected to be between 95 and 100 degrees. Clear and sunny skies for the mountains and deserts, with highs in the upper 90s and triple digits throughout the week. But the excessive heat warning for the valleys and mountains expires tonight at 9. Find free AC at coolzones.org. The summer heat can bring hidden health risks for seniors: heat exhaustion, strokes, and falls. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco visited one senior center that is helping older people stay cool.
Dozens of seniors seek relief from the summer heat by spending a few hours inside the Salvation Army in Sara Mesa. They eat lunch, play bingo, and most importantly, keep cool. Inger Huffman has been coming here since January. She recently learned about the health risks seniors face during the summer, including preventative tips.
That you need to drink water all the time or as much as you can, and be in the shade and stay indoors, not be outdoors during the warmest or early in the morning and late in the evening.
Geriatrician Ian Neal says it's also important for seniors to be mindful of their medications.
A lot of people as we get older have to take medications that affect blood pressure. If we get dehydrated, can actually lower blood pressure too much and put us at increased risk of falls.
For Huffman, the time spent indoors at the Salvation Army is about more than just staying cool. It's a chance to socialize, connect, and find community.
They get more than be cooled down. The most important thing, really, they be loved. And it just make a difference in people's life.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
For most migrants and asylum seekers, San Diego's not a final destination. It's a layover. But investigative border reporter Gustavo Solis says more migrants are choosing to stay in San Diego and are becoming homeless.
Pues nosotros no nos esperamos llegar a vivir así afuera, en la calle, pues como estamos.
We never expected to live on the street. That's what Colombian asylum seeker Yeselia Gomez says about life in the U.S. She lives in a homeless encampment, sleeping in a tent on a dirt field off the side of the highway near downtown San Diego.
Pero sí, es algo difícil, la verdad.
The Gomez family is just one of more than a dozen living here. They're all migrants, mostly from Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Colombia, all here in search of their American dream. Albany Hernandez says this is a horrible place for her children. There's no water, no bathrooms, no electricity.
No es bueno estar en este lugar porque usted ve las condiciones, aquí no tenemos baño, aquí no tenemos agua.
Hernandez fled Venezuela with her husband and three children. They've been living in the encampment for 2 months. She says they don't feel safe out here anymore.
Y no, ya no me siento segura aquí.
These families are part of a growing number of homeless migrants and asylum seekers. Customs and Border Protection has released more than 100,000 migrants into San Diego in the last year. The vast majority, more than 95% of them, only stay in town for a few days before reuniting with relatives or friends in other parts of the country. That's according to data from the County of San Diego. But some of those with nowhere else to go are becoming homeless.
We've seen people from all over, right? It's, you mentioned Guatemala, Venezuela, Ethiopia, Somalia.
Hanan Scrapper is the regional director for PATH San Diego.
It's just, it's a crisis right now that we're trying to really manage the basic human need at the moment.
Starting last September, staff noticed migrants trying to access the city's shelter system. Since then, they've counted more than 1,100 homeless migrants. Those who have family or friends in other cities are referred to a family reunification program, and those who need shelter are referred to Our Lady of Guadalupe Church or Father Joe's Village. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria did not respond to questions for this story. Scrapper says that homeless migrants are in particularly vulnerable situations because of their immigration status.
They may not be eligible for subsidized assistance, right? Like they may not be eligible for food stamps or medical care and all that. So we have to try to figure out to really meet their basic needs.
But they are eligible for shelter. That is, if there were any available. San Diego is already one of the most unaffordable cities in the world. Scrapper says it's common for struggling families to pay 70% of their income just on housing.
We have hundreds of people who show up at the Homelessness Response Center daily seeking shelter, and we are often turning most of them away.
And this overburdened homeless system is where new migrants find themselves in, putting their names on long wait lists for temporary shelters and even longer lists for permanent housing.
People in shelters are waiting a long time to get into housing. So you have this bottleneck of folks that are in shelters waiting for permanent housing and people waiting to access those shelters.
Back at the encampment, families struggle to make the best out of a horrible situation. For Yeselia Gomez, that means cooking. It is the one thing she has control over.
La comida pues en México es picante, pues o sea, uno no está acostumbrado a eso, pues a sus costumbres.
Food throughout Mexico was way too spicy compared to what they eat back home in Colombia, and food in the migrant shelters was always bland.
Sí, aquí bueno, gracias a Dios, pues lo que uno se consigue al menos para cocinar lo que uno está acostumbrado a comer.
But here, she thanks God for the ability to cook whatever she wants on her makeshift kitchen. She uses a gas-powered hot plate to cook some rice with pasta while chopping onions and yuca on a nearby picnic table. Albany Hernandez is not letting homelessness get in the way of her American dream, at least not for her children.
Yo cuando llegué, a mí me dijeron que la educación aquí no se la niegan a ningún niño.
She's already enrolled them in school, where they're learning English, and they also get a trolley pass and free meals. While the kids are in school, Hernandez and her husband work.
Y si ellos ven que, cónchale, somos personas que estamos trabajando, niños que están estudiando, que nos ayuden. Nosotros no queremos que nos estén regalando nada.
She wants to show San Diego that they're hardworking people. They just need a little help. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
A new law will mandate California high schools to teach students about the dangers of fentanyl. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says while the number of fentanyl-related deaths among children under 18 in the county is decreasing from 6 deaths in 2022 to 2 last year, advocates say education remains crucial.
When Ariana Alvarado was 12 years old, she got a phone call she wasn't prepared for.
At the time, I didn't even know what fentanyl really was.
Her childhood friend overdosed. Now 17 and a senior at Lincoln High School, she is educating her peers about the dangers of fentanyl.
Like, you never know what has fentanyl in it. You never know when somebody could need their life saved.
Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law this month, mandating California schools to teach high school students about the risks associated with fentanyl starting in 2026. San Diego Assemblymember David Alvarez authored the legislation.
Hopefully this starts to open that door so that families can feel comfortable and also can feel that their children are receiving the right information in order to make better decisions.
Ariana believes that if more kids were educated about fentanyl at a younger age, it might have saved her friend's life.
Like, she would still be here. She would have been able to graduate college, but unfortunately, like, it was too late. And fentanyl, it kills just like that.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Coming up, remembering an award-winning local arts leader. We'll have that story and more just after the break.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over 4 decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.
In 1981, the film Time Bandits opened a portal to a wild adventure through time and history. Later this month, Apple TV Plus launches a series inspired by that cult favorite. Arts reporter Beth Accomando has this preview.
Anyone who saw Terry Gilliam's Time Bandits will remember the moment a horse burst through a child's closet and exposed the holes in the fabric of time. Taika Waititi was 6 years old when he saw the movie.
It freaked me out, but I remember loving it, but also being a little scared for Kevin.
Kevin is the young boy whose love for history makes him the perfect time traveler.
Stonehenge! Under construction!
For the new streaming series Time Bandits, Waititi updates the story with things like Wikipedia and allows us more time with Kevin before he heads off on his time-hopping adventure. One notable change is that the band of little people who served as Kevin's traveling companions in the original film have been replaced by a ragtag and diverse gang of new characters. But Kevin remains the anchor for the story.
One of the special things about that character is that he's the only one who really knows anything. They're kind of bumbling around, and he really becomes the most valuable member of the team.
The 10-part Time Bandits series will premiere on Apple TV Plus on July 24th. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
San Diego's theater community is mourning the loss of Dia Hurston. a playwright, philanthropist, and advocate for people of color in the theater space. North County reporter Tanya Thorne tells us her story and how her legacy continues.
Dia Hurston died on Sunday night, 15 years after being diagnosed with cancer. She was 73.
Talented, she was focused, she was driven, and she was funny.
Christiane Kerner is the founder and executive artistic director of New Village Arts in Carlsbad. The center underwent a renovation 2 years ago, and when thinking of a name, Kerner's first thoughts turned to Hurston.
We really wanted to take a moment and acknowledge who we thought in San Diego was most deserving of the honor, who had had the biggest impact in the arts in San Diego, and without question, that was Dia.
The Dia Hurston New Village Arts Center is believed to be the first U.S. center outside of New York to be named after a Black woman in the past 50 years. A memorial service is planned at the Dia Hurston New Village Arts Center in Carlsbad at the end of the month. A chance for people to remember Hurston and her legacy. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Tebby Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Thursday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated over 4 decades, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com, because we know how.